Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to the star of Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, Storm Reid. The 14-year-old actress opens up about her character, the lessons that she learned from the film's director, Ava DuVernay, and more. Upfront also talks exclusively to A Wrinkle in Time lead hairstylist, Kim Kimble. The hair and beauty icon discusses the out-of-this-world looks that she created for the film's stars, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. She also celebrates Women's History Month by giving us her top seven hair divas. Upfront also talks to iconic actress and dance choreographer Rosie Perez regarding her new NBC musical drama, Rise. The one-hour show debuts this Tuesday, March 13th at 9 p.m. I'll also be playing music from some of my favorite musical divas in honor of Women's History Month. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Extras Casting Atlanta is looking for men and women between the ages of 18 to 20 years old to portray high school students for an upcoming project. The actors must be available on Thursday, March 15th and Friday, March 16th. If this is you, please submit a recent photo and all your contact information to gb2extras@gmail.com. Extras Casting Atlanta is also looking for boys and girls between the ages of 12 to 14 to portray middle school students for an upcoming project. The actors must be available for March 19th and 20th. If your child fits the description, please submit a recent photo, age, height, and contact information to gb2extras@gmail.com with middle school in the subject line of the email. Tammy Smith Casting is looking for a Caucasian man and woman to portray a pastor and his wife for a new project. The actors must be between the ages of 40 to 70 and must be available to shoot on Friday, March 23rd in either Canton or Lake Allatoona, Georgia. If this is you, please submit your name, phone number, address, age, ethnicity, height, weight, sizes, and a current photo to projects2@tscasting.com with preach in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, check out the new trailer for the upcoming movie Furlough, starring Tessa Thompson and Whoopi Goldberg. Furlough stars Thompson as a young woman who lives with and cares for her aging mother while working part-time at a jail. At work, she is given a chance to show off her abilities when she is assigned to accompany an unruly prisoner on an emergency furlough to visit her dying mother. But the duo's trip goes haywire. Furlough also stars Melissa Leo, Lala Anthony, and Drina De Niro. Watch the trailer at WCLK.com. That's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news. I'm Reva Blue.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the High Museum of Art, presenting Friday Jazz on March 16th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. This month features the sounds of Paul Stevens. Attendees can also view Joris Laumann Lab's Design in the Digital Age. Friday Jazz at the High is hosted by yours truly, Jamal Ahmed. Ticket information available at high.org.
Wake up. This is Spike Lee, listening to my men. Ray Cornelius up front, 91.9 WCLK.
When it comes to hair, Kim Kimble is king. With well over 20 years in the hair and beauty industry, she has worked on such major film projects as BAPS, Cadillac Records, Dreamgirls, Sparkle, and Beyoncé's music odyssey, Lemonade. Disney's A Wrinkle in Time is Kimble's biggest film project to date, and she talked to Upfront recently about creating the futuristic styles for the film's stars and more. So we're here talking to the amazing Kim Kimble. You're part of history. You're going to be helping out with this amazing film. We're talking about A Wrinkle in Time. How did you get involved with this project? Because this is directed by Ava DuVernay, who basically made history as the first African-American female director to bring a film over, $100 million worth of money to the box office. This is her first time, and you're a part of that. So how did you get involved with this project?
Wow, I was blessed to get the opportunity to be a part of it. Ava actually reached out to me and asked me, because I've known her for over 20 years, because we worked on projects in the past. And I was like, yeah, sure, I would love to do this project. She said, of course, she lured me in with how, interesting and incredible the hair was going to be. She said this could even be Oscar nominated hair and makeup worthy. And I said, oh, I'm so in. I love a challenge.
So what was the inspiration behind the looks? Because you got to work on All of the Misses as well as Young Storm. So where did you pull that inspiration from for these different looks?
Well, we read the book, of course, and Ava definitely wanted to stay as true to the book as possible. So we got a little inspiration from the book. Also, we had, countless meetings about hair, makeup, and clothes. And, Ava gave me just a little insight of what she wanted for each character. I would say, these women were from the universe. And so we took things like mineral, like ideas of minerals. That's why Oprah has platinum hair and Reese's hair is red. So it's kind of like fiery, like the stars. And Mindy was just like a mixture of cultures. But definitely, avant-garde. So, Ava wanted something avant-garde, but yet fashionable. And I was definitely in much agreement with her. I wanted to look, really universal couture, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. That was sort of like my thought process for each woman.
Now, you've worked with some amazing women in the past, Beyonce, Mary J. Blige. How did this opportunity stretch you as a stylist?
Well, I had been doing television and film for years. And for some reason, I seem to always get movies that have a lot of hair involved. Like, we did a movie called Hair Show, Baps, Dreamgirls, Sparkle, which was a lot of hair and working with a lot of wigs. And, of course, I worked with some amazing artists like Beyonce. And she did a whole Lemonade project, which was like a visual album, which is sort of like a mini film itself. So somehow I always end up getting, I think I attract that because I love a challenge. And this movie was definitely a challenge because I want to say this is probably the biggest project that I've worked on. Not just big budget film, but it was a lot of work. We had, at least four people on staff always for hair. We took 2 months to prepare. Each Mrs. had to look different in every planet. They had like 5 looks apiece, so you're talking avant-garde hair for 5 people. And then we had a big cast. Storm, she was amazing, but, then we had doubles up on doubles, and then we had triples sometimes, and then we had like stunt, doubles. So it was a lot of work, and it was a lot of wigs. We even had 2 trailers. Because I didn't have room to fit all the hair in 1 trailer. It was just, pretty big, in terms of the amount of work, but I loved it. I love to stay busy. I love designing. It was right up my alley. I wasn't fearful at all, and I was very confident, that I could handle a movie of this. This is probably the biggest movie I've ever done of this magnitude, because I think I've been prepared for it, because I always work on movies that have a lot of hair in it. But I'm very excited about the work. I can't wait for people to see it, because the hair is beautiful, the makeup is beautiful, the costumes, the visual effects, the acting is amazing in this. I mean, Storm Reid is, I can't wait for people to see what a young, I said she's going to be a very big star. I mean, working with Oprah, oh my God, who's someone I mentor, like she was like a mentor and she didn't even know it. But watching her, she's just an amazing person. Reese Witherspoon, always been a fan, and I love Mindy Kaling, Chris Pine. I mean, so many people that, I got to work with on this project was like a dream come true, and I think that people are going to be really excited and proud of what Ava has done. I mean, she was the leader of this whole massive project, which was a lot of work. But you could, but I can see the payoff. You know, when I'm looking at the trailers and looking at, you know, the visuals, I'm like, oh, this is going to be huge for Ava and everybody involved.
The WCLK Jazz Calendar is made possible by support from the Sweet Food Lounge. Tonight, Khaki King performs at the First Center for the Arts at Tech Series and is hosted by Jay Edwards. Percussionist Paul Stevens plays Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art on March 16th and is hosted by Jamal Ahmed. The Terrell Stafford Quintet plays Spivey Hall on Saturday, March 17th. Kathleen Bertrand, Dion Ferris, Theresa Hightower, Pamela Dillard, Rhonda Thomas, Chandra Corelli, and Julie Dexter are the Sisters in Song and will be performing on Sunday, March 18th at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center. And finally, Avery Sunshine, Layla Hathaway, Robert Glasper, and more are performing at the 2018 St. Lucia Jazz Festival, May 6th through the 13th. Also, WCLK's Jamal Ahmed will be hosting the Soul of Jazz from the festival. Information on travel packages are available at LT Travel Connections at 770-323-7118. That's today's Jazz Calendar. For these and more live jazz performances, log on to WCLK.com and check out the events calendar. I'm Reva Blue.
Hey, this is Jasmine Guy, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
What if we are here for a reason? What if we are a part of something truly divine? Imagine 91 billion light years traveled like that.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Your father has accomplished something extraordinary. Also dangerous. He's trapped by a darkness that's actively spreading throughout the universe. And the only one who can stop it is you. Be a warrior.
I'll try.
Going to be tested every step of the way. Trust nothing.
Darling, time for dinner. Are you lost?
The only thing faster than light. Darkness.
You just heard the trailer for Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, starring Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, and my next guest, Atlanta's own Storm Reid. The film is an adaptation of the classic children's story, told through the cinematic lens of one Ava DuVernay. Reid is the star of the film and was in town recently to chat with press about her amazing journey. Here's what she had to say about reading the script for the first time.
I loved it. I thought it was a great representation of the book, and I love the new ideas and modernizations Miss Ava and Miss Jennifer Lee, who was the writer, put in the script. And I was just really excited, and I was like, I didn't see myself being able to play Meg because she wasn't written as an African-American girl, but when I read the script, it just kind of all clicked, and it had the essence of a little colored girl, so I'm glad that I was able to get this opportunity, like I said, and I feel like Miss Ava and Miss Jennifer Lee did an amazing job.
Reed first read the book when she was in the sixth grade and was cast as the film's lead when she reached the eighth grade. Here's what she says she liked the most about playing Meg.
I like that she is so peculiar and that she doesn't really see how beautiful and how smart she is, but everybody else does, and she has to go on a trip around the universe to figure that out. So I feel like, and she's just so intelligent and so smart and so loving, and she's able and willing to risk her life for the things and people that she loves.
This is Reed's first leading role, and she talked about how she prepared for it.
I wanted to stay true to Meg and who Meg was, and I wanted to stay true to her journey, but I also knew that there would be some similarities and differences. So I really just had to step in her shoes and become her, because I haven't gone through the experiences and I haven't gone through the things that she goes through in her story. So I really just became her and put my creative input into her.
This is also Reed's first time working with Oscar-nominated director Ava DuVernay, and she opened up about the lessons that she learned from her while on set.
Yes, I just learned from her to just do the work, and she walks the walk that she talks, and her actions speak louder than words, and she's a really great representation of that. And then she's just so hands-on, and she really cares about the creative process, and she really cares about the people that surround her and that are help making her making this movie or anything she's working on. So she really really opened my eyes to that, like to not just be a director, not to just be an actor, or not to just be a producer. You really have to be hands-on, and you really have to represent and include people within your cast and your crew.
Reed's co-star, Oprah Winfrey, has compared A Wrinkle in Time to another children's classic, The Wizard of Oz. Here's what she says about the two stories.
Yes, I do. I mean, I feel like The Wizard of Oz and A Wrinkle in Time are two different stories and have two different messages, kind of. But hopefully it will become a classic where a lot of people love it and a lot of people connect to it, just like The Wizard of Oz.
Thank you, Storm. We'll be hearing more from her after a word from our sponsors.
Support for WCLK programming comes from RLK Events, presenting Sisters in Song on Sunday, March 18th at 5 p.m. at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center at Morehouse College. Kathleen Bertrand, Julie Dexter, Dion Ferris, and more will be celebrating Women's History Month by performing tributes to their favorite jazz divas. Ticket information is available at Sisters in Song at Eventbrite.com.
Hi, this is Karen White, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
We could have had it all. Benny.
Like to be in America. Okay, by me in America.
Whoa, yeah.
What we've got here is a big, ugly turd.
I've been a teacher here 17 years. I feel like this is my chance to do something.
Let's shake things up.
Oh my God, no, 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 no.
He's got something special.
Rule number one.
Do not cast football.
Do not cast football.
You should try out for music.
I'm telling you, you go to school, you go to work, and then you go home and you do homework all night.
When you sang at the pep rally, I saw you. I saw you come alive. I think you could do something amazing.
You just heard a snippet from NBC's new musical drama, Rise, which stars my next guest, Rosie Perez. The iconic dance choreographer and film actress is excited about the new series and talked to us about her role and the show's inspiring message.
So we're talking to the iconic Miss Rosie Perez. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah. So you've got this new show that's coming out on NBC next month, Rise. Mm-hmm. Are you the new Lydia Grant from Fame? Are you that? Is that who this character is? Tell us a little bit about her.
Absolutely not. There's absolutely no comparison to that character on Fame. Although I play a dramaturg, so I'm the assistant drama teacher for the theater program at Stanton High. And my character's name is Tracy Wolf, and she really doesn't have too much of a life of her own because she has dedicated everything to the kids in the high school. And she really believes that arts can transform a young person's life. And when she gets passed over for the job that she's been waiting for 20 years, she begrudgingly swallows her pride and stays there for the kids.
Now, what made you say yes to this script? You know, I'm sure you read a lot of scripts that come by, but what made you say, yeah, I want to play that character?
Everything that I just said, because you know, I had a bittersweet childhood, and there were so many people that were instrumental in my life that made my life better and made me stronger and helped me find my voice. And so that was the main reason why I decided to be a part of this show. It's like phenomenal. It's like, it's so inspiring, you know, and it's not happy-go-lucky, bubbly, let's just sing Broadway tunes. It has some real gravitas to it. It's very, very grounded, and I appreciate that as well.
It's been a few years since we've had a dramatic musical on television like Glee and Smash, and Perez promises that fans are in for a real treat with Rise.
I think the show is very different from both of those programs. Like I said, it's very grounded. The executive producer and creator is Jason Kadams, and he's the one that created Friday Night Lights. So if you like Friday Night Lights, you're going to love Rise. It has that type of deep depth to it. So yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the takeaway message for this series?
That we have to take care of our kids, and we have to support each other in taking care of our kids, and that arts should be in the schools because arts can transform a human being's soul.
Rise airs at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, March 13th.
This is Lisa Arendell, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
That was the late Whitney Houston performing the classic Jennifer Holliday Dreamgirls tune, And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going. She was just one of the many famous faces that Kim Kimble has worked with throughout her career. I got a chance to chat with her more about other music divas, including her top 7 hair idols. She also talks about her new HSN product and returning to reality television. This is an Upfront exclusive you won't hear anywhere else.
March is Women's History Month, and so I want you to give me your top 7 female hair icons of all time, women that changed the game with their hairstyles or just simply their hair or their looks.
Okay. Wow. That's major. And it could be anybody. Okay. 7 pop women. Okay. I have to pay homage to Madam C.J. Walker just because her hair, not just not so much her hair, but her impact on the hair industry. I want to say Diana Ross. You know, she brings big, fabulous hair. Michelle Obama, because she is, you know, a pretty incredible person. And, you know, she's giving you that first lady hair. then I would say Beyonce, of course. She's been a big impact on hair and fashion. I also want to say Issa Rae, because Issa Rae is very natural. You know, that's that whole new generation of hair that I love that she came out with natural hair. And you know, if we want to go way back in fashion, I want to say Josephine Baker with that cool finger wave, and it was sexy too. And of course, if you want to, you know, I kind of hit 80s a little bit with Diana Ross, but you gotta understand Tina Turner came with a big pile when she came up with that big What's Love Got to Do with It hair. So yeah, these are all amazing women in hair. And not only, you know, do I admire them for their hair, but I admire what they represented and what they do and what they've done.
So Kim, what's next? I heard you've got a new reality show on the horizon. Is that true or not? Can we talk about that?
Well, I can't really officially talk about it yet, but yes, she is. I'm definitely have something in the works, couple things in the works that I'm really excited about. Can't really say it yet because it hasn't been announced, but yes, definitely we'll see Kim Kimble back on TV again. You know, also I'll be at HSN. I'm going to HSN tomorrow, actually, to launch, you know, our product line. And what else? I have a silk vapor iron, which is a you know, people call it the Tesla of flat irons, but it's like an amazing ceramic flat iron. And it also has this vapor infused oil that goes into the hair when you flat iron it, because I'm about health and about style. You know, that's why I work with wigs a lot. Like in the movie, we did wigs because we didn't want to damage people's hair with coloring it and, you know, doing all this to the hair. So I'm really about healthy hair. And, you know, I'm excited to launch my product line over there at HSN. And I got a couple of big projects coming up with some artists. I have something big coming up with Beyonce and something big coming up with Nicki Minaj. But can't really talk about it yet, but you will definitely see some things coming.
Hi, this is Iyanla Van Zandt, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
They hear you when you cry. This love is far and wide. When you smile, the stars align.
Closing out today's show is the last half of my interview with the Wrinkle in Time star, Storm Reid. Here's what she told me that she personally learned from starring in the film and balancing her life as an actress and teenager.
Well, I learned that I was capable of playing roles like this and being able to save the world as a little black girl, because we don't see that. Little black girls don't get to see themselves represented, or better yet, saving the world. So I learned that I can do anything that I wanted to do. And of course, I already knew that before, but like given this opportunity, and a lot of young people are telling me that I'm the light for them, it is a really amazing responsibility. So I just learned that I could be the light for people in this world.
Now, how do you balance being a movie star and being a teenager?
I think I have a great balance because this is not my entire life. I'm not just an actress. And I like to have fun with my friends, and I like to hang out, and I have pets that I like to hang out with, and I do school, and I love to read. So I think I have a good balance of like staying in this reality of acting and all this fun stuff, and then staying in the reality of Storm and being a regular 14-year-old girl.
Reid hopes that A Wrinkle in Time will inspire other kids and teenagers around the globe to be themselves and to celebrate their uniqueness. Here's what she says about the film's legacy.
Yes, I feel like Black Panther and Wrinkle in Time are so timeless and so monumental, especially when our world is so divided and so disconnected. And I hope that our movies just kind of raise awareness that African American people can be represented and represented in the right way, and we could do and be given the opportunities as all other people. And I feel like we should all be represented and all feel represented, and I feel like we should all be represented to see all of us succeed in this world, because there's so many different cultures and religions and races in this world. So I hope we could just keep on adding more representation, not only to the film industry, but to the world.
In addition to acting, Reid would also like to direct and produce her own films.
Well, I'd love to continue acting because it's my dream and my passion. Hopefully, I'll be able to become a future filmmaker in the future. And I am producing stuff right now, but I don't really know where my career is going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. I hope it's in a good space, and I hope I could just keep on representing young African-American women with stories and that have depth and that are the light for the audience or the characters in the movie. But I know whatever's meant for me will be, and I'm just going with the flow.
Reid's character, Meg, is encouraged by Oprah's character, Mrs. Witch, to be a warrior throughout the film. Here's what she says it means to be a warrior in real life.
I feel like to be a warrior is just to be yourself, and I feel like to be a warrior you have to love and find the light within yourself to help people out and be fit, not physically, but mentally strong, and just know that the power is that you have the power, and you can make a change in this world, and you can help yourself out, but not only yourself, but the people around you. So I feel like that's a representation of a good warrior.
Disney's A Wrinkle in Time opens in theaters this weekend. Thank you for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests, celebrity hairstylist Kim Kimball, as well as actress and dance choreographer Rosie Perez, and A Wrinkle in Time star Storm Reed. I would also like to take this time to thank my Upfront engineers, Mark Angel and Jami Wellman, and you. Please join us next Saturday, March 17th, for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.